Competition on stage can sometimes be as rough and discordant as competition in the rink. Take the 11th Van Cliburn International Piano Competition. The competition ends tomorrow. 30 pianists from a dozen countries have been winnowed down to 6. They're vying for a $20,000 top prize and the professional artistic management and concerts that come along with it. To get this far, pianists had to play more than 2 grueling hours of solo piano and a chamber work, and they had to prepare a new piece that they, the judges, and the audience had never heard before. Bill Zeebel of member station KERA in Dallas has been following the competition and has this report.
New works have been part of the Van Cliburn International Piano Competition since it began in 1962. A new composition tests a pianist's technique and temperament, the ability to make sense of unknown music, and ultimately, a different chance to reveal oneself through the keyboard. At least that's what Menachem Pressler hopes. 46 years ago, Pressler co-founded the world-renowned Beaux-Arts Trio, and he's been a judge at 3 different Van Cliburn competitions.
You wanted to hear an interpreter who can identify with the work and therefore sway the listener or the jury that he can take a piece that no one knows and make it loved or being interested in or being excited about, yes?
In past competitions, the Van Cliburn Foundation commissioned a single composer to write a relatively short piece. At the last competition 4 years ago, it was a work by William Bolcom. Before that, Morton Gould. Foundation President Richard Rudzinski says Aaron Copland and Leonard Bernstein also wrote contest pieces.
There were no obvious names to turn to at this point. The grand masters have unfortunately passed on, and the next generation hasn't quite moved up to bring to us people of that stature.
So Rudzinski consulted with the composer who wrote the competition piece in 1985 and won this year's Pulitzer Prize for Music, John Corigliano. He came up with the idea for the American Composers Invitational. 43 composers were approached to submit a work. 31 delivered. After the pieces were screened, the foundation decided for the first time to give competitors 5 choices instead of 1. In the end, only 2 wound up being performed. 5 of the 12 semifinalists chose Judith Lang Zeman's Impronta Digitale. 7 picked Lowell Lieberman's 3 Impromptus. For the first part of the competition, composer Lowell Lieberman listened at home in New York online. Then he flew to Dallas for the final performances. He says he liked the way some, but not all, of the pianists interpreted his work.
You know, I'd like them to respect the composer's wishes and follow what's in the score and do what's there. But then there's always that kind of indefinable thing where they're just able to create an atmosphere and really draw one into the performance and into the piece. And that's sometimes something that's very difficult to define.
But that's a lot of what Menachem Pressler pays more attention to when judging a performance.
I would vote for the one that I like. Obviously, I am like every other person, will react to what I like, what talks to me, what convinces me.
That's why Italian competitor Alessandra Maria Amara enjoyed playing a new work.
I'm free to do whatever I want. In a sense, it's good because you have no reference points, so your imagination is free. It has no, it's not conditioned by other examples, by tradition. But I just try to do what I feel and what music suggests.
Because 7 semifinalists chose this work over the other 4, Lieberman won the Composer's Invitational Prize of $5,000. That's on top of the 2,500 he won for having his piece played by at least one competitor. But he received more than just money or compliments from the pianists. Composer Judith Lang Zaymont praised it too, even though it's notably different than her piece.
And in which the harmonies come and go very, very fast. My idea of the piece was that it would be a toccata in the more knuckle-busting kind of toccata. This toccata is fast, and the faster and the more brutal, the better.
When I saw on scores, I think that it must be man, composer man, not woman, because music, very strong.
Russian Olga Kern didn't make it past the preliminaries 4 years ago. This time, she's a finalist. She's been described as one of the fastest, loudest, and most powerful players in this competition. Not surprisingly, she says the Zaymont piece is a perfect showcase for her abilities.
I like this rhythm and this type of technique and everything. And after, when I know that this is a woman, I was so surprised, and I think, aha, she's like me.
Menachem Pressler says hearing somebody play a new work tells you something about the person behind the performer.
When you hear a number of them, you hear facets of different people, yes? And you still may come to the same conclusion. It was the first that I liked the most, or it's the last that I liked the best, or it's the one in the middle who was able to bring out certain things that the others didn't bring out, which is in the score, but it is not in the score to be read, but it is in the score to be interpreted. You know, there were some who played the piece best than some of the pieces they had selected. Somehow, that was a language that was easier for them to speak.
A number of contestants have already scheduled their competition selection for future recitals. And both composers are grateful for the exposure they got on the Van Cliburn competition stage, though they say they wish all five pieces chosen could have been heard. Winners of the 11th Van Cliburn International Piano Competition will be announced tomorrow night, including the pianist-judged best performer of a new work. For NPR News, I'm Bill Zeeble in Dallas.